إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my brothers and sisters, I thought today I would like to remind myself and you about the meaning of tawakkul. What is the meaning of tawakkul? Because there seems to be a lot of confusion in the minds of people about this whole issue of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is very much a part of our iman, it's a part of our aqidah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people of iman have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is tawakkul? In my view, the best way to understand tawakkul is to read the opening part of Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of Musa alayhi salam. I want you to put yourself in the place of Musa alayhi salam and try to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. Imagine Musa alayhi salam has spent 10 years away from his family in Madian, and these are the days, Allah alam whether his family even knew that he was there or whatever was happening there. He was a fugitive from the Pharaoh of Egypt. And after he went there, he got married. And after 10 years, he is now going back to Egypt. And he is trying to go back and enter Egypt very quietly, trying to avoid the military patrols and so on, border patrols, because he's traveling in the night. Now, why would anybody travel in the night? You're traveling in the night in the desert, you're not in a caravan, nothing, by yourself. All of these indicate that he was trying to quietly sneak back into Egypt without getting caught, because he had a death warrant on his head. And at that time he gets lost and he sees Inni Anastu Nara. He said, tells his wife that I see a fire. So he goes to the fire, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine, put yourself in that situation. It's the whole idea of responding to the Quran. Yesterday also, as our Ustad told us with regard to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to respond and understand the ayat of the Quran, you must try and put yourself in that situation. Imagine pitch dark night, it's a land which is sort of semi-arid, desert, and so on. We don't know what kind of harmful things are there. There are definitely snakes and scorpions, maybe something else. We're not talking about Egypt as it was today, we're talking about Egypt more than Isa alayhi salam is 2000 years, and Musa alayhi salam is, 18 feet, so that's another, we're talking totally about maybe 3000 years, something, 3000 plus, and 4000 years, close to 4000 years. And close to 4,000 years, what was the topography of Egypt, what was there, what kind of forests, what kind of animals, all of this, right? Now, in the middle of the night, he hears this man alone, he goes to this place and he sees this fire, and he, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he suddenly hears a voice. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine this, he's hearing his voice. Now, think about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sends his wahi on his messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also supports them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens them. Because it is not in the nature of the human being to be able to bear the burden of listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking. I mean, that with Musa alayhi salam, it is, the whole speech is so personal. Ya Musa, Ya Musa, Allah is talking to him directly, Ya Musa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him. So imagine if this happened to you or me, one of two things. Either you would drop dead with shock, or otherwise you would turn tail and run like hell out of there. I mean, right? Imagine this thing, voice out of nowhere. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports. And therefore Musa alayhi salam stood and he listened. And then what happens? I'm talking about tawakkul. Then what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing his Nabi to go and face the most powerful king on the face of the planet at that time. More than likely, at the time of the peak of the Pharaonic empire, Ramesses II, who was the king at that time, Egypt was probably the wealthiest and the most powerful of kingdoms of the time, on the face of the planet. And Musa alayhi salam is supposed to go and talk to that man alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing Musa alayhi salam. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching. And imagine, this is the teacher is Allah, and the student is his Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah is asking Musa alayhi salam, what's in your right hand? Why is Allah asking what's in his right hand? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw his attention to what he is holding. So what did he have in his right hand? He had his staff. So Musa alayhi salam says, I have my staff. And Musa alayhi salam then describes the fadail of this staff. This is the thing which is useful for me, and I take, I use it to support myself, and I use it to beat down the leaves for my sheep, and so on and so forth. So here is something which Musa alayhi salam says, this is beneficial. Please understand the issue of tawakkul and the issue of asbab. Musa alayhi salam is saying, this thing, this material thing is beneficial for me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, acha, this is beneficial for you. Very good. So throw it on the ground. Put it on the ground. And the minute Musa alayhi salam throws it on the ground, now what happens to that thing? Hayyatun tasa. Not just a snake. Not just any kind of snake. It's a snake which is big. It's a snake which is poisonous. And it's a snake which is also fast. Mostly, big snakes are slow. Small snakes are fast. The only big snake which is fast is the hamadryad, which is what we call the king cobra. The king cobra is big. King cobras can grow to lengths of 12 feet, 16 feet, and they are extremely fast, and they are territorial, and a king cobra will actually attack. So Musa alayhi salam, the stick becomes a snake. Allah knows which snake. I'm just saying fast and so on, because the Quran does not say it was this particular kind of snake. Then what happens now? Musa alayhi salam is in shock. So Musa alayhi salam is about to run away from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold on, don't go anywhere. Pick it up. He says, Allah, but if I pick it up, it will bite me. So pick it up. So when he picks it up, what happens to the snake? Goes back to its original. So what is the lesson? What is the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching Musa alayhi salam? Tawakkal Allah. Musa alayhi salam is teaching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him the lesson that la nafi wa la dharra illa Allah. There is no nafa and there is no dharar in the material. There is no power in the medicine to act. The power is in the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power in your shop to give you benefit. The power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power in any king or any prime minister or any president or anybody to harm you. The power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The snake cannot bite you without the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stick cannot be beneficial without the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message being taught to Musa alayhi salam. Have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the material. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now what does he tell him? Throw away the stick, it is of no use. Did Allah say that to him? No. Use the stick. Did Musa alayhi salam take the stick with him or not? He took him. That stick was with Musa alayhi salam throughout his life. Tawakkul does not mean to leave the asbab. Tarki asbab ke maane tawakkul nahi hai. But to understand what the asbab is and what the musabbibul asbab is. This is tawakkul. Tawakkul is to use the thing but understand that this thing can neither benefit nor can it harm. The benefit and harm comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is tawakkul. It does not mean leave it. No. Allah did not tell Musa alayhi salam throw away the stick. No. Use the stick. But now when you use the stick, use it with the understanding that this stick cannot do anything for me. Stick cannot do anything for me. Why are you using it? Because in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this the alamul asbab. So if I am sick, I will take a medicine. It is jais, it is recommended. So I take a medicine. But when I take the medicine, what is my iman? My iman is that this medicine has no power. The power is in the hand of Allah. Now this is a very important lesson, especially for people who are in the work of da'wah, especially, but more than everyone. That the power is not in the asbab. It is not what you have, it is not the money you have, it is not the rusuk and the wasail, and it's not the material means that you have which can do anything for you. The power comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Muzzammil, in the Asbab al-Nuzul, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says that after the first 19 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the 20th ayah after 12 months. And for 12 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba prayed tahajjud as if it was fard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed it as fard all his life. But the Sahaba who were with him, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the 20th ayah which was revealed eventually? Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu ma'adna min thulusayi al-layli wa nisfahu wa thulusahu wa ta'ifatu min alladhina ma'ak. That is tasdeeq of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows these are the people standing with you and they are praying and so on and so forth, because they were doing it for 12 months. And wallah, I can say, my heart tells me that the people who prayed tahajjud as if it was fard for 12 months, none of them would ever have left tahajjud for his whole life. Even though it was not fard on them, it was fard on the Rabbi, but even though it was not fard, they would never have left tahajjud for the whole life. Why? Because that was the lesson. The lesson was this. That connect to the source of power, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you that if you do not know how to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you teach anybody else? It's a ridiculous thing. We can only give what we have. If we have no way and we don't know how to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are you going to teach anybody else to take from the treasures of Allah? You yourself don't know. You are going around in the begging bowl. You are begging people for money. Donate, donate, donate for what? And this is also the power of Allah. Remember, always remember, if you do the work of da'wah, if you do the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you ask people for money, Allah will turn you into a beggar. Allah will make you a beggar. And you will have to beg people to give you money to do the work of deen. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that if people... He used to say that it is the responsibility of the ummah to support the madaris and to support the ulama. And he said to them, he said, if they don't support you, don't ask them for money. Shut down the madrasa. Let the madrasa shut down. On the day of judgment, they will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lower the waqar of the alim, do not lower the waqar of the deen by asking people for money. If you don't ask, Allah will provide you from sources which you cannot imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for you. But if you ask people, Allah will turn you into a beggar. Your whole life you will be begging for money. Give donation, give donation, give. لَا حَوَلَا قُوَةَ لَا. Do not lower the waqar of this deen. This deen is not a deen of beggars. Allah did not send us to beg. Allah sent us to give. His Muslims came to give to the world. They didn't come to take from the world. They didn't come to ask, to make sawal. We ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. We do not ask anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the thing. No Nabi ever asked for money. No Nabi ever asked for money. And today when you give people the ayat of the Quran and say, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, not once, not twice, 7, 8, 9, 10 times in the Quran. What is the answer you get? They say, no, but you see, that is a very literal translation of the Quran. So who told you that you should not do a literal translation of the Quran? Who told you that you have the authority to make ta'wilat in the translation of the Quran? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Anbiya said, we do not ask you for ajr, then as far as I am concerned, that is the meaning. Why must you look for another meaning for this and say, no, this is what it means, but however this, la hawla wa quwwata illa billah. You are making ta'wil because you want to take money from somewhere. Not for any other reason. So tawakkul is to use resources, but to use those resources with the iman that the power comes from somewhere else. I want to close by saying what one of my shuyukh used to say. He said, I'll say it in Urdu and I'll translate it. He used to say, ke kaam ke ek zariye se hota hua dekhte hue ye janna ke kaam wahan se nahi ho raha hai aur Allah se Allah kaam karate hai. Iska naam iman. काम के एक जरिए से होते हुए देखता देखना मगर ये जानना कि काम वहां से नहीं हो रहा, काम अल्लाह करा रहे. टू सी समथिंग हैपनिंग फ्रॉम ए सोर्स, टू सी इट हैपनिंग फ्रॉम दिस सोर्स, बट टू नो दैट इट इज नॉट हैपनिंग फ्रॉम दैट सोर्स, बट अल्लाह सुभान व तआला इज डूइंग इट. दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ ईमान, दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ ईमान. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and our hearts to this beautiful deen, so that we get the yaqeen of this deen, that we get the sukoon of having yaqeen only and only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us independent. We are the ibad of the one who is as-samad. He is mustaghni, he is ghani, he is free from all needs. How can the slave of someone who is free from all needs go and beg from others who are full of needs? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us free from all needs. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill all our needs directly by His qudrat and by His power, inshallah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever to put us in a situation where we have to ask anybody for anything. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from sources that we cannot imagine. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become sufficient for us in this dunya wal akhirah, because we have faith and we have reliance only and only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Oh yeah.